only on the information that Gardaí are receiving, because the men and women on the ground are doing their best, and they're basically, their hands are tied behind their back. The drug unit here in this town has gone down from 12 or 14 members down to one on a part-time basis. The people on the ground are changing their methods on a daily basis, and you have a situation where the chief superintendent gave an undertaking to the five first citizens of this county before the councils were abolished that the drugs unit would remain in place.
What do you think then needs to be done in the first instance? I mean, some people may argue, PJ, look, that the Garda intelligence, the Garda investigating is working because we're talking about this seizure. But do you think that's papering over the cracks?
That's exactly what it's doing. It's papering over the cracks because, as I said to you, the men and women on the ground are dedicated workers and are not afforded the resources to do their job on a full-time basis. This is not a temporary thing. This is an everyday thing, and we have paid the price dearly for it.
Yeah, with lives is what you're saying there.
Yes, we have 30-plus deaths in this county as a result of drugs.